Thank you for coming to our press conference today. I know I needn't introduce my distinguished colleagues on the platform at this very important press conference. The purpose of this conference is simple and straightforward. It is to deliver to the SDS-led government of the Republika Srpska a simple, stark, powerful, united message from Washington, from Brussels, from the international community. And the message is very stark and very clear. Think again before it is too late. Just over a week has passed since the Republika Srpska government, led by the SDS and the RSNA, blocked police restructuring and in so doing dashed this country's hopes, indeed the only hopes for a secure future this country can have. We in the international community have quite deliberately left a little time, a pause for reflection on the consequences of that decision for the SDS, for the Republika Srpska government, for the citizens of Republika Srpska, and of course for BIH as a whole. We have deliberately left a little time for people to consider and to reflect the position that they are in. But it is now time to give the first stage, let me underline the word first stage, of our considered response. Now, there has been much speculation, and I read it with interest and sometimes enjoyment every morning about what I will announce today, tomorrow, in the next weeks, what I'm going to do. I've often said before, dogs bark, cats meow, and the press speculate. They do it everywhere, and that's proper and it's right. Some of that speculation has been accurate. Some of it has not. I do not, let me warn you, intend to dwell on it today, except to make one point immediately clear. Our response, the response of the international community, will be according to our timetable, run in our way, and not in anyone else's. Speculation fills newspapers, but it isn't a substitute for proper, thought-out actions. So, where are we? Well, let me tell you where we are. And here I have to get rather serious. If the SDS-led RS government persists with this path, it will face the consequences of its actions as sure as night follows day. And we will have, I regret to say, plenty of time to set out our further responses. One cannot expect to wreck an entire country's hopes with impunity. And if the SDS-led RS government insists on doing so, it'll have to suffer the consequences that comes with that isolation. But let us remember, whatever those consequences might be, the people who will suffer most from that chosen isolation will be the citizens of the Republika Srpska. For them, the costs of isolation will be fewer jobs, more poverty, no chance of visa-free access, no question of joining the rest of the region on the road to Europe. Let me repeat what I've said before. There is no danger for the Republika Srpska in police restructuring. There is a real danger for Republika Srpska and its people in opting for total isolation. So I want to focus this morning on what the RS government's decisions, the SDS-led RS government's decision, means not for the politicians, but for the people of the RS and the people of the country as a whole. And we want to set out once again our complete determination, mine, the European Union's, the United States, the rest of the international community, to see this reform succeed, however difficult it may be, however much the RS may try to block it, however long it will take. The European Union has been very clear that it wants BIH and the rest of the region to join the Union. That offer remains on the table, just as it did a week ago. It will stay on the table next week, next month, next year. But if you want to join the club, You have to meet the standards it sets. Police restructuring is one of the requirements, the last requirement indeed, to be fulfilled, which the EU has set for BIH. It will remain that requirement next week, next month, next year. No police restructuring means no negotiations on an SAA, no progress to Europe, no secure future, isolation. It's as simple as that. So the people of the IRS now need to be very clear about where the SDS-led government of the Republika Srpska is leading them. Now, there are wider issues that we may wish to return to in the future, because police reform is, I regret to say, not the only area of outright obstruction from the SDS-led government of Republika Srpska. But police reform is currently the major issue. By blocking police restructuring, they are taking the RS into isolation. When they could have chosen integration, they have chosen instead the political equivalent of solitary confinement. This makes Bosnia and Herzegovina, and within it, the Republika Srpska, the only country in the whole of Europe, apart from Belarus, without a contractual relationship with the European Union. Do the people of Republika Srpska really want to choose Belarus over Brussels? What that means is that while Serbia and Montenegro gets ready within a few weeks to start the SAA negotiations, BIH is stuck on the sidelines, friendless, alone, as their neighbour overtakes them on the road to Europe. Do the people of Republika Srpska really want that? It means that all the benefits of joining Europe, jobs, freer travel, higher living standards, the benefits that countries like Hungary, Slovenia now take for granted, all of those benefits will not come to BIH, they will go to BIH's neighbours because of the intransigence of the SDS-led government of Republika Srpska. Is that what the people, the citizens of the RS really want? Let me make it clear. That is not what we want, and it's not what anybody in this country should seek to accept. Police restructuring will have to happen if BIH and the Republika Srpska want to join the European Union and begin to enjoy the benefits of closer association with the Union even before they join. Even before they join, they can begin to enjoy the benefits of that closer association. The question is not whether police restructuring will happen in accordance with the EU's three principles, but when it will happen. The longer it takes for the Republika Srpska government to reach agreement, the more damage it will inflict on the RS and the people of this country as a whole. So the RS government, led by the SDS, has an urgent choice to make. It is the 11th hour. Police restructuring that meets EU principles, or isolation, including for the people of Republika Srpska, and suffer the consequences. The choice is yet theirs, and theirs alone. It has to be made now. They should make the right choice, not the wrong one. Douglas McAleeny.
Thank you, Paddy. This November is going to be the 10th anniversary of the signing of the Dayton Peace Agreement. And I think that that date's a reminder to us here in Bosnia and to the entire world of exactly how far this country has come. Since I arrived last summer, I've seen myself the many hurdles that Bosnia and Herzegovina has overcome in order to take its place as a partner in Euro-Atlantic institutions. Once again, this country has reached a critical stage and a critical point in its journey. The promise offered by an EU stabilization and association agreement represents a qualitative leap forward for Bosnia and Herzegovina's future development and role in European and Euro-Atlantic affairs. As Paddy has pointed out, discussions on meeting the EU's requirements on police have been blocked by the unwillingness of the entity government, SDS, of the Republika Srpska, to come to terms with the necessary police reforms. And this is a requirement for beginning SAA discussions. I don't think that we should forget what this agreement means as a promise of a better life for all of this country's citizens, all of this country's citizens. But like all great leaps forward, it will take a lot of effort. And as EU's newest members know, Hungary, Slovenia, others, difficult decisions are required of all countries seeking to join the Union as full partners. Let it be clear that we strongly support the EU on this issue and all those in BIH who want to see this resolved. We, with our allies, are determined to see this through. Many are asking what sanctions will be forthcoming for the failure of the RS government to negotiate seriously on police reform. Unfortunately, the greatest sanction at this point already lies before the citizens of the RS and Bosnia and Herzegovina as a whole: indefinite suspension of their hopes for getting on the path to joining Europe. Immediately, we look to the leaders of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and particularly the leadership of Republika Srpska and the SDS government, for progress in three key areas: cooperation with ICTY, defense reform, and the issue which we are discussing today, police reform, that is a key to beginning these important SAA negotiations. The eyes of the world and my government will be on Bosnia and Herzegovina, weighing the progress that's been made, the opportunities that have been missed. I hope for the welfare of this country and its courageous citizens that a way will be found to achieve these goals. Thank you.
Thank you, Paddy. The international community is determined. Europe speaks with one voice. We all want to see Bosnia and Herzegovina integrate with Europe. But, as with all other countries, only when all the conditions are met. In the case of Bosnia and Herzegovina, that means that negotiations for a stabilisation and association agreement, the first step towards actually joining the European Union, can only begin when there is an agreement on police reform. And that, in turn, means a deal that respects the three principles of the European Commission. European integration isn't going to go away as our strategy. Police reform isn't going to go away as a precondition of EU integration. And those three principles are not going to go away as our test of police reform. So police reform will happen. The question is whether it happens quickly and leads to benefits, or slowly. The slower it goes, the more negative measures there will be against those who don't fulfil their obligations to implement Dayton and make progress down that road to Europe. As I and others have repeatedly said, there is no threat to the Republika Srpska from doing police reform. The threat to the Republika Srpska comes from not doing police reform. Now, at present, the Republika Srpska government has taken the RS down the road to obstructionism and isolation. It is not too late for them to change course. There is one last chance to realise the consequences and to make up for lost time. Otherwise, Bosnia and Herzegovina as a whole will slip even further behind Serbia and Montenegro and others as they progress towards Europe. For the sake of Europe, for the sake of Bosnia and Herzegovina, for the sake of the Republika Srpska, it is time to change course. Thank you.
Thank you. And Michael Humphries, head of the European Commission delegation.
Thank you. I was in Brussels last week, following from... I was in Brussels last week, following from some distance the progress on the police reform negotiations. It should have been a turning point for Bosnia-Herzegovina. The negotiations failed. The turning point has failed. One immediate diplomatic, political impact of that was felt in New York last week. Once a year, the European Union in Troika format, consisting of the European Union Presidency, the Secretary General, the European Commission, meet with Bosnia-Herzegovina. That meeting was disrupted last week because we were not prepared to meet with the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who comes from Republika Srpska, and Republika Srpska is at the moment obstructing progress. So the meeting had to be rearranged before it could take place. That was one immediate effect. We were hoping that an agreement would be reached during the peace negotiations, fully in line with the three principles for successful police reform. These principles have been repeated so many times that I'm a bit ashamed to repeat them again, but I will, just in case there's any doubt about them. I will repeat them. First, securing the exclusive state-level competence on police. Secondly, elimination of political interference from police. And thirdly, ensuring that police regions are determined on the basis of technical and professional criteria. Police reform remains a condition for progress of this country towards the European Union. As all of us have just been stating, I will restate, these principles will not change. This condition will not change. This is not because we are stubborn, but because this is clearly the most efficient way to organize police forces in this country. Good, politically independent and efficient police services are a backbone of any democracy, and a fully functioning democracy is one of the basic requirements for EU membership. When the European Commission published its feasibility study in November 2003, we hoped that sufficient progress will be made within 2004 to move to the next stage, that is, to move to negotiations of a stabilization association agreement. Good progress was made in 2004. Many important pieces of legislation were adopted, institutions were established, and the country made very substantial progress in cooperation with the ICTY. A lot of time and effort has been invested by all the political parties, both in government and in opposition, in order to make progress towards the European Union. Therefore, it is a waste not to take one more step to complete this phase and to move to the next one. All the earlier speakers have commented on the impact on and our relations with our neighbours, but I'd like just to expand a bit further on the same subject. Croatia is on the verge of starting accession negotiations. Serbia and Montenegro, we expect that they will start negotiations on stabilization association agreement in the coming months. We will make a recommendation to the European Council before the end of the year regarding Macedonia's application for membership of the European Union. Albania should complete its negotiations on the stabilization association agreement before the end of the year. Only Bosnia and Herzegovina stands alone without any clear prospects on European integration. Is this what the citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina want? Is this the desire of the people of the Federation or the people of Republika Srpska? I very much doubt it. The ball now is clearly in the hands of the Republika Srpska politicians. It is up to them to move. We cannot take this step on behalf of the politicians. We can only say that we are ready to continue working on this issue whenever they are ready. I repeat, the ball is in their court. We wait.
No questions.
Amra Hadžiosmanović, AFP News Agency. Ambassador Ashdown, is there any deadline for the RS authorities to change their minds?
Look, let's be clear. The deadline is gone. It's broken. This country has lost the opportunity to join the SAA in time for the 10th anniversary of Dayton. That deadline is crossed. It's not going to be resurrected. It can't be brought back. That opportunity has been lost. What you hear, however, now, especially in the comments of my colleague Douglas McElhaney from Washington, is that there is the 10th anniversary of Dayton. Now, the question is, can this issue be politically resolved in time to make the 10th anniversary of Dayton a celebration of what Dayton has achieved? Or will that fail with the natural consequences of the terms in which we will look at the 10th anniversary of Dayton, which everybody could understand? So that's the point. The point is, can a political agreement be achieved across BIH in accordance with the EC3 principles in order that the 10th anniversary of Dayton celebrations can be celebrations of what can be done under Dayton rather than what can't be done under Dayton? Now, obviously, if that can be achieved, if that political agreement can be achieved by the 10th anniversary of Dayton, then we have opened the door to the SAA beyond that at some stage later than that. But there isn't a deadline, because the deadline's broken and it's gone. And it can't now be repaired, unfortunately. Can I make a second point, so that people perhaps understand some of the background to this? You know, the international community is engaged right throughout the Balkans in trying to bring stability to the region, to settle the uncertainties of the region. And there are two prevailing uncertainties in the region. One is the question of Kosovo, and the other is the question of Serbia-Montenegro. Frankly, up until last Tuesday night, most Western capitals engaged in resolving and stabilizing the Balkans have looked at Bosnia and Herzegovina and said, fine, everything's going very well. It's stable, it's going towards the NSAA. We don't have to worry about Bosnia. And suddenly, last Tuesday night, they wake up with a jolt to realize that there's potential instability in Bosnia too, that the destination to which this country was heading is now lost. And there's a very simple calculation, and you heard it very clearly from Washington. We cannot afford a third point of instability, not instability, of uncertainty in the Balkans. Bosnia is not instable, but its future has become uncertain as a result of this. And there is a, you've heard the word determination today, very clearly expressed. There is a very clear determination in the international community that we cannot be left with a third inconclusive question about the future of a Balkan country, Bosnia and Herzegovina. That is unacceptable. And that is the power behind the statements you've heard today. We are determined to see this done. And there is a moment for the RS to consider the consequences of isolation. And we hope they'll do so very soon.
Okay. Can you please clarify, is it correct to say that the RS authorities have up to November 21st to reach an agreement in order to avert sanctions?
No.
No?
It's fair to say that if they've got a very short time now to show that they are prepared to reconsider and move towards a resolution on this issue. That will take some time to deliver, but they certainly haven't got until November. This is a matter of days and weeks. But weeks, I use the word plural, maybe I shouldn't. I'm not going to set deadlines, colleagues, that you very well know why on this occasion, but there has to begin to be movement. I opened my paper today to discover that Mr. Bukelevich is coming up with some new proposals. Good. I hope he's thinking again. But let this be no more time-wasting. No one is interested in proposals that do not conform to the European three principles. If they're coming up with proposals that do conform to the three European principles, excellent. Now we need to see them within the next few days. So perhaps you could do a service by asking Mr. Bukelevich, as I certainly shall, what are his proposals and when is he going to produce them? Because if there are new proposals being considered, within the next few days we need to see them. There has to be an understanding in the very near future that the position that the RS has taken, the position of isolation, is one which is unacceptable and extremely dangerous. Not for me, not just the citizens of BIH, but for the RS itself.
Mr. Erdogan, yeah. Two questions. First, what the political agreement means, passage in the parliaments of the entities in the state, of the deal on the reforms, and the second, so you are not planning for the time being to remove anyone?
I never tell you what I'm planning, Sir Adamanovich, so don't ask me. What I'm planning you will begin to see when it begins to happen. Look, a political agreement has to be an agreement between the parties, supported by the democratic structures of BIH. Everybody knows that. Do you want to say anything, Doug?
No, I'd just like to add to what Patty said. The last couple of days, we've had some contacts with people in the government here from Sarajevo, and my Undersecretary of State made very clear to them how important this issue is. Yes, we've done a lot on defense reform. There's been some movement on ICTY, certainly not the major issues. But this is something that has to be resolved. And that's why we met with Mr. Terzic and Mr. Ivanic, to make extremely clear to them American determination to get this done. I must say, I think this took Washington something by surprise, that all at once on an issue like this, it's going to stop a whole process of integration. We're enthusiastic as NATO members about getting Bosnia and Herzegovina into the Partnership for Peace, as my British colleagues and all our other NATO members are. And we're enthusiastic about bringing Bosnia and Herzegovina into the European Union, because it means integration into all of the things that we stand for. If Bosnia and Herzegovina one day is part of an EU negotiating team, and you have the United States on the other side of the table, so much the better. That's the way our system works. And to hold all of this hostage with a negotiation over forming a modern police force, it's just unacceptable. So, as Patty said, we need to have answers. We need to have a proposal. And we'll get it.
Gospodine McElhaney, hoće li sve ovo uticati da pojača Amerika pritisak vezano za promjenu Ustava?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the whole thing. Look, there are discussions going forward on constitutional change, and I don't want to bring that into the discussion right now. What's important today and what we're focusing on is the police reform. We're going to go ahead with all the other initiatives, and we certainly expect cooperation, but this is the one that's on the table today, and this is the important issue.
Is this working? Beth Kamscher, Christian Science Monitor. You've been saying basically that the RS, the message you're sending, all four of you, is that the RS should be reconsidering. Haven't you been giving them that message ever since they reneged on the Vlasic Agreement? I mean, what's different now? What's the carrot you're going to use now, or the stick you're going to use now? What's different now?
Everybody knows what the carrots and sticks are. The carrot is very clear. Carrot is all the things that flow from engaging in the European Union process, investment, the possibility of visa liberalization, the whole question of the security of the country, Serbs being able to join their fellow Serbs on the way to Europe from Serbia and Montenegro. So the carrots are very clear, and so are the sticks. The sticks are isolation. The sticks are no investment. We all know what they are, and there will be other actions that have to be taken. But yes, the message is, think again. This is the 11th hour. Think again. And think about the consequences of isolation in particular. Let me give you, say something perhaps a little dangerous. Quite often, when my local colleagues want to frighten the international community. Ah, it feels like 1991, 1992. You know, what I'm feeling here is like 1991 and 92. We all know what that means. This doesn't feel to me like 1991, 1992. I'll tell you what it feels like. It feels like 1995 for Republika Srpska. Complete isolation. Belgrade is not going to help you. Belgrade is not looking at Banja Luka now. It's looking at Brussels. In a week's time, 10 days' time, Belgrade will be on its way. Banja Luka will be left behind. Belgrade will not cast a backward glance at Banja Luka. You are completely isolated. You're isolated from your own friends, who you've been careful to insult in Bosnia and Herzegovina. You're isolated from the international community. You're not going to get help from Belgrade. So if you want a parallel for today, don't think 1991, 1992. Think 1995. And think again.
Hugh Griffiths, Balkan Investigative Reporting Network. Two questions, really. The first one is the future of the RS and the whole Dayton Agreement being cast into doubt by the SDS's intransigence? And the second question is, we're hearing a lot of talk of isolation and sanctions. Are we going to see any smart sanctions which target the obstructionist political elite and their business interests as opposed to the general population who do want to join the EU?
When I decide what I'm going to do, I tell you. I don't tell you in advance. So questions about the future are interesting speculation, which I mean no insult. The press will obviously indulge in, and it's good fun. But I'm not going to indulge in it. Secondly, as for the Dayton Agreement, look, the Dayton Agreement is a solid international treaty, and we all know what that means, and we all know the guarantees it gives. But you've heard the British ambassador, you've heard the American ambassador, you've heard me, and I'm sure Michael would say the same thing. The danger to the Republika Srpska comes from putting itself in a position of isolation, not from accepting police reform that does no damage to the Republika Srpska's basic competencies in future. That's where the danger comes from. Any further? Last one. Anthony.
When you say you're going to consider about sanctions and your moves after reply from Banja Luka, but is police reform Dayton category, is it only up to you to decide, or is it a matter for the international community to deal with? Mr. Ambassador Humphrey said, stabbing Mr. Ivanic and similar actions. Could you act the way you acted last year by sacking officials and so on in this case?
I am merely the instrument of the international community. And yet, that's it. Thanks so much.